Blog Talk Radio.
You are a woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a mom. You are an entrepreneur. You are anything you choose to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now here's your host for today's show.
Well, hello and welcome to Purposeful Living with Emily. I'm Emily Fitzpatrick, your host for today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's such a pleasure to be with you today. I am a woman on a quest. I'm on a quest to live with purposeful intention because life without it will rob you of your legacy. My hope for today's show is to give you some encouragement and practical tools to inspire you to courageously move forward on your own path to purposeful living. Sounds awesome, right? Some of you are probably saying, what is purposeful living? Where do I start? How do I sign up? So purposeful living starts first with an intentional plan. And I'm not talking about a plan of good intentions. There is a difference. One of my favorite leadership coaches, John Maxwell, says when good intentions don't turn into intentional living, nothing happens. An intentional plan requires something that is hard for some of us to do. What do you think that is? It's called action. Action. People who live intentionally and purposely put action to what they think and feel. Have you ever sat down and drafted an intentional living plan? If not, I highly encourage you to do it. It's a great exercise. It does require prayerful consideration of your values, but it will allow you to set some priorities. But let me reiterate, the plan is just a plan of good intentions until you put action to it. Action is the key word. So as you write this intentional plan and put action to it, you will start to eliminate three things in your life. The three things you're going to eliminate are your someday statements. Number one, someday statements. We're going to zone in on those today. Number two, clutter. Clutter. We want to get rid of clutter. And number three is fear, something a lot of us struggle with. So today we're going to spend some time talking about eliminating number one from our lives. Those are the someday statements. For the most part, we all have good intentions, right? And our good intentions sound something like this. I need to do that. One day I will do that. And I wish I could do that. Those are a few common someday statements. Do you find yourself using any of those? How about words of good intention, such as wish, desire, someday, fantasy, and hopefully? Do you find yourself using any of those words? If you're like me and most people, your answer is yes, yes, and yes. I can say with absolute certainty that I have said I need to more times than I can count. My someday statements typically sound like I need to lose weight, I need to go to the gym, I need to get more rest, I need to spend more quality time with my family, I need to save money. The list goes on and on and on. So all of that sounds great. When I say these statements, I really mean them, but what's holding me back? Need to does not require commitment. It's something you feel good about saying because you believe it when you say it, but you still hold it loosely. You've not made up your mind to put action to it yet. Words of intentional living sound a little different. A few of those are action, purpose, today, definite, I am, I will, I do, habitual, results, discipline, proactive. See how these words demand attention? These words require accountability. So for the past several years in December, I pray and seek one word that will be my theme for the year. I really just try to zone in on what I feel I need to focus on and allow my faith and my relationship with Christ to guide me in that process. So in 2015, my word was intentional. Just to give you some history about myself, I started a nonprofit organization in 2007 called On Eagle's Wings Ministries. Our mission is to provide hope, empowerment, and a brighter future for teenage girls that have been victims of sex trafficking. That's happening right here in the U.S. It's actually a growing problem. You don't have to go to India or Thailand to find it. It's right here in our own backyard. On Eagle's Wings is based out of Charlotte. We have a home called Hope House, and it's for teenage girls between the ages of 12 and 21 that have been victimized. We also have a prevention program, a work empowerment program, and in 2014, we expanded our outreach internationally to San Pedro, Belize, where we operate a program for teen girls called Shine. So I started this organization, very much a grassroots organization. We had no funding, took a huge leap of faith to get it going. You can visit our website on eagleswingsministries.org. There are some videos and more information about my journey and calling to serve this population. But as a nonprofit leader or even a small business owner, you know, getting started, you wear many hats. But as you grow and you receive more funding or become more successful, you can start to take off those hats one at a time. You pass that hat on to someone else. It just takes time. Because On Eagle's Wings was the first of its kind in North Carolina, and it was just one of a few programs nationally that were serving this population, I found myself quickly getting pulled in a million directions, speaking, fundraising, government policy leading, of course, direct care with the girls, prevention, and the list goes on and on. On top of that, I'm a mom of two children. I have a daughter named Savannah and a son named Jacob. And right now they're ages 10 and 12. But they were very young when I started on Eagle's Wings Ministries. And thankfully, my husband has been very supportive over the years. The ministry would not exist without him. He's really been the backbone to it. But we've always been on a fast-growing track at On Eagle's Wings since the day we started. But in the summer of 2015, this past summer, everything came to a complete halt. I had staff that were extremely burnt out. I was burning candles at all ends. My typical work week was 70 to 80 hours a week. I was exhausted, frazzled, and I had really lost a lot of my passion. For the first time ever, I just felt like quitting. So my background is in hotel restaurant management. I was an event planner prior to going into ministry. And in the summer, event planning was starting to look real good again. I just could not keep it up any longer. I had hit a wall. My family hardly ever saw me. I had gained weight. I was not taking care of myself, and I hadn't been for years. I had a few staff quit, and unfortunately, I had to let go of a couple more. So in my mind and in my prayers, I'm saying, Lord, either you're shutting this thing down or you're taking me through the fire for a reason, and something amazing is about to happen. It was then he reminded me of my word, intentional. It was still there. I still had all my good intentions. I just was not putting action to them. I was a pro at speaking someday statements. Most of my someday statements were not about my work-related goals, but they were about me personally and my own self-care. It was then that I decided, of course, only by being forced into that very uncomfortable place, that I needed to evaluate my life. I decided I needed to develop a plan to eliminate those someday statements concerning my personal self-care. I needed to put action behind them, and I knew I needed some accountability, which I found through getting my own personal life and spiritual coaching. My intentional plan that I've created this year has allowed me to slow down. It's allowed me to evaluate those three areas I mentioned earlier, the someday statements, the clutter, and the fear. Think about a butterfly. As the butterfly emerges from the caterpillar, it can't go back to being a butterfly. It was meant to be a butterfly. As I've started to put some action and gain traction with my plan, I'm feeling much healthier. And actually, my passion is coming back. There's a new passion also being birthed, and new dreams are being stirred. It's a very exciting time, and I can't go back. I refuse to. Do I get it perfect every day? No. But do I keep trying? Absolutely. I want to challenge you today to dig deep. Get real honest with yourself. Think about where you're going. Think about the legacy that you want to leave. Think about your dash. Your dash, when you're born, you have a date, and when you die, you have a date. And in between, there's a dash. What do you want your dash to look like? Think about your own personal common someday statements. I encourage you to write them down. Ask yourself why you're not putting action to them. Ladies, if you need help with this, I invite you to an upcoming workshop. Sorry, men, but this one's just for ladies, and it's called Intentional on Purpose. If you're anything like me, you could use help and encouragement, and I created this workshop just for that purpose. It's on March 26th. It's going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina, and the time is 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. So I'll be speaking along with Rebecca Johnson, a motivational coach from Asheville, North Carolina. It's called a workshop with emphasis on work because we are going to do some work. We're going to do some digging. You're going to leave with a plan that you can implement immediately. We're not going to write the plan for you. We're simply going to guide you through the process. It's just $25, and we're limiting it to 50 people, so sign up now. You can go to oneagleswingsministries.org, click on events, and you'll see the link to register. Well, that's all the time we have for today, but thank you for spending time with me. I look forward to our next show, which will be on Friday, April 1st. We are going to be eliminating clutter, the number two item. Whenever you develop your intentional living plan, you eliminate clutter. We're going to talk about that. It's going to free us up. Until then, discover, dream, dare, and then put action to it. Have a wonderful day.